Welcome everyone to our Sunday Sports Edition. We have breaking news regarding the St. Louis Cardinals ace player as results, and we have results on the Western Conference playoff game. All that in your emails today. So, let's get our intro music. This is the STL Sports Show, brought to you by Tactical 12,000, bringing maximum to life. Hey everyone, let's start off with what happened last night with Albert Pujols. But first, we'd like to say our studio, like I said yesterday, our studio is finished, but we're still getting our equipment all hooked up. But I'm glad to say that our mixer is now hooked up and it's working as we speak. Alright, Pujols has been put on a 15-day DL with a strained muscle in his leg. That's good. That's really gonna hurt. But, you know, that's what happens. Here's the West champs. The West champs have been determined yesterday, but you can't wait. You want to hear it? You know you do. Well, the winner is, who's going to the finals, is the And your winner is... Can you all take it? The winners is the Mavericks, who won last night 102-93. And they will be moving on to play the Heat for the West vs. East Finals. We'll see you all Thursday. Well, yeah, we'll see you at the game Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. But now... On that note, let's have some baseball talk. So, let's have baseball talk. Okay, first off, let's get the scores from Saturday's games. As you all know, Albert's on the 15-day DL. As that happened, the Cardinals also lost to the Cubs 8-5. And the bad thing is, the Cards are 2-6 against the second-worst team in their division. And as well, they lost their first series ever at the New Bush Stadium. Now continue for the National League results. The Giants overtook Mets 6-4. Alfonso hit a solo home run, and he's on the Giants team. Duh. Then the Mets overtook the Giants in the doubleheader due to the rainout, 3-2. This Caño both got homers. The Diamondbacks overtook the Braves 4-2, Tracy and Hudson hitting homers. The Diamondbacks came with the doubleheader and beat them again, 13-9, and they took two for the day, and Brimes hit a homer easily, and for the Braves, Bettnett and Giles hit a homer. The Phillies got a whooping today as the Dodgers killed them 8-2 with Kemp scoring a homer. The Nationals took the Brewers 4-3 with Schneider getting a homer. And the Reds took the Astros 7-5 as Griffey hit a homer. And, and this isn't good as the Reds keep winning. The Cards keep losing. The Reds is a runner up, and they're only 3 games back, so the Cards are going to have to give it their game face on. That's your National League news. Let's talk some American League. The Angels got killed. This is the worst game that was on Saturday. 14-2 with just Sizemore and Hafner getting homers. The Twins lost to the Oakland A's 2-1, and no one got a homer in that game. Shame on them, too. The Yankees beat the Orioles 6-5 with Damon and Phillips getting a homer for the Baltimore. For Yankees. In Baltimore, Hernandez got a homer. The Red Sox lost to the Tigers 6-2, and Ordaz, Gulen, and Thames got homers. The Rangers lost to the White Sox 8-6, and there was no homers. Shame on them, too, again. The Devil Rays lost to the Blue Jays 6-5 with Hillebrand getting a homer, and for Tampa, Winnington, whatever his name is. And finally, for the last game, Royals got absolutely killed by the Mariners 12-1. With Belcher getting a homer and Sexton getting 2. Now we have the scores all taken care of. Let's get the wild card results. For the American League East Division, the Yankees lead the Red Sox, being a half game back. American Central League, the Tigers are leading with White Sox 2.5 games back. And for the American League West Division, the Rangers are over the Athletes by 3.5 games. That's pretty good. There's the wild card talk for Americans. Now let's get to my favorite side, the National League. The National League East Division is the Mets, who are leading the Phillies 5.5 games. Best division by far right now. Central Division, Cards is still even by the Reds by only 3 games. And man, they keep losing. Reds are going to come up on them, I'm telling you. And for the West Division, the National League, Diamondbacks are 1.5 games ahead of the Dodgers. Now let's talk. We got the wild cards in here. Instead of getting the individual leaders like every day, let's get the team leaders of the National League first. For the batting, National League, the best team is the Dodgers with .279 batting average altogether, followed by the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals. For pitching, the best team is the Cardinals with the ERA of 3.74, following the Mets who have an ERA of a 3.89 and the Dodgers with a 3.95. And the best fielding team is the Padres, followed by Diamondbacks and the Giants. The American League team leaders for the best fielding is the Red Sox, Mariners, and the Twins. The best pitching is Tigers with 3.56 ERA. That's really good. Way beats the National. Followed by the Yankees with a 4.16. That's terrible. Followed by White Sox with a 4.27. And the best batting team for the American League is Blue Jays with a 303 batting average, which is great, followed by the Yankees and the Indians. Now we've talked basketball and baseball. Let's talk some NASCAR. Here is the 10 lineup leaders for today's race as it's playing as we speak. This is 304, so you know. First is Ryan, then Jeremy, then Jeff, then Kurt, then Kevin, then Mark, then Danny, then Elliot, then Jamie, then Tony. Jimmy Johnson's the 40th person. That's pathetic. Come on, Jimmy. We love you. Not really, but anyway. The race has started at 1:30 Eastern Time. It's on right now, if you are downloading as we speak. I will have the full results of positions and the earnings on tomorrow's podcast. Now let's talk some football, eh? The main headlines today in news on NFL. Eagles have interest in Sprinter Gatlin. New York Jets have interest, New York Jets, Wayne Chrbitz retires. Bush welcomes Steelers to White House. Everyone is happy to see T.O. at his first practice, and he's just as good as he was last year. Brunell is out for 2 to 3 weeks with broken fingers as he plays for the Skins. And that's about all the news we got for you on National Football League. Now, as promised by our guest, we have got some bowling for y'all. 9 games to glory. Hagen leads Kulik in 8th win, 9 games left. Hammond, with just 1 day remaining in the 2006 Denny's PBA Tour trial, the picture's starting to clear for many bowlers, but it's still murky for many. Michael Hagen Jr. finishes the overall leader for the 3rd consecutive day, finishing Saturday with an 8-184, 36 game pinfall. That's bowl news. Now time for some emails. This one is from Jamie saying, I like the show. It's really great. Keep it up. We also got an email from Jared saying, keep the language to a minimum. Okay, whatever. Let's give you an update on the games. How about we? Alright. Alright. Minnesota over Oakland in the first inning. 0-0. In the first inning, Kansas City over the Seattle. Kansas City, Seattle. First inning, 0-0. Florida versus Colorado in the bottom of the fourth. Florida's 3, Colorado 0. Sixth inning, Chicago is losing to the St. Louis Cardinals. 6-5. Woot woot. Yeah. In seventh, Washington is killing Milwaukee. 6-1 in the seventh inning. In the seventh inning, Cincinnati's beating Houston. 3-2. In the eighth inning, Boston's beating Detroit. Ooh, yeah. Detroit, you're going down, boy. 8-3 in the top of the eighth. Top of the eighth, Baltimore is killing the Yankees. Go, Baltimore. 11-4. Texas is beating the White Sox. 9-2 in the top of the eighth. In the bottom of the ninth, the game's tied against the Mets and the Giants. At 4:10, you'll see the Phillies versus Dodgers. At 8:05 Eastern, you'll see the Los Angeles Angels versus Cleveland. Here's some final games we got for you. Arizona beat the Diamondbacks, beat the Braves 9-3. Toronto lost to Tampa Bay 10-5, and Padres beat the Pirates 1-0. Man, you would have thought the Padres would have did a little bit better than that. I mean, it's the Pirates for Pete's sakes. That's all we got for you today. Become a fan. Leave comments, whatever you feel is cool. That's all we have for you today. We'll leave you on good note. How about? We'll see you tomorrow for the Monday cast. As for that, that's all, folks. Here will be a little mixture of all of our special sports songs. I like that.